T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining me now in the studio, I have Todd Smith, a police officer with the Colton PD. He is also the founder of Fuel for Success, a youth program that's centered around NASCAR, and we'll find out about that. So thank you for joining me today, Todd. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
So now, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been a police officer?
Well, I work for the city of Colton. I've been a police officer. This will be my 16th year.
And I believe I read that you were also a resource officer at one of the local high schools.
I actually worked patrol for my first 2 years on duty. I was assigned as a school resource officer in 2006 for about 5 years.
Okay, great. Now, the main focus of our interview today is that you're the founder of Fuel for Success. What made you decide to start this youth group, and what is the purpose of the organization?
Well, while working as a police officer in the city of Colton, at Colton High School, I wanted to create some sort of program that would allow the kids to get to know me as a police officer. I tried a few different sports, and I sort of backed into the NASCAR aspect of the program.
So tell us, how does that all work, and how did it all get started?
Well, I was working on a Friday, and I can recall a security manager that I worked with asked me if I wanted to attend the race at Fontana on Sunday. I had never been to NASCAR, so I wasn't really enthused about going. He already had the ticket, so I told him that I would go with him.
And so then you went to this NASCAR race, and you fell in love with races right away.
Man. I got there and I saw the bright colors on the cars. They hadn't even started the cars up yet, and I was pretty much hooked. By the time the race started, I'd already selected a winning car for me, and that was the Jack Daniels car. I love the color scheme of that car.
Great. Yeah. And the roar of the engines once they get started, that kind of hooks you right away as well, huh?
Oh, man. Once the cars started and they got going around that track, my wheels start turning in my mind about trying to get something started as far as a program with the kids.
Okay, now Fuel for Success, tell us some more details about that. How does NASCAR relate with Fuel for Success?
Well, that very first trip to the NASCAR race, I was literally sitting in my chair watching the race, and I was already in my mind making phone calls on Monday in my office trying to figure out how I could get a program started. I then started making phone calls to different race teams to see if I could actually get the program started and who to talk to get something started.
So how does the program work? How does Fuel for Success, what do you do for the kids?
Basically, we started out, that first initial call that I made to Richard Childress Racing, Kevin Harvick was the driver at that time for Shell. And with Shell reaching out to me and allowing us to do what we did at the onset, they actually provided tickets for the kids. They provided the shirts. Thus, I wanted to come up with a name that was sort of fitting to our sponsor, and that's how it all came out to be Fuel for Success. We started out with just taking kids out to the Speedway on a field trip, and now, some 11 years later, we now have science competitions. What started then with one police department, we now have 13 police departments that are a part of the program across the U.S., and we also do science projects with kids, and just this year earlier, we initiated an anti-bullying campaign, which has been very, very successful.
Fantastic. Now, how do you pick the kids that are going to be part of this program?
That's also a really good question, but it's also one of the unique and I think positive things about this program. We allow the officers in the other states, for instance, the officers in Detroit Police Department, which is a huge police department, they utilize the tickets, taking their kids out to the Indy races there. They utilize it by taking their police explorers, which they use all year long. So that's sort of a reward for their kids. In Texas, they take at-risk kids there, in Phoenix, they select kids that wouldn't normally be able to afford the tickets. Here in California, we take kids that have been outstanding citizens. In Nevada, they take kids that are part of a science project. So that's the, I think, the unique part about this program is we're not just targeting one type of student. We have so many different facets across the U.S. at which we're touching different types of students.
Great. Now, you've also been chosen as a finalist for the Jane France Humanitarian Award. Tell us, what is that all about?
Betty Jane France was the widow of the former NASCAR chairman. She was known. This past weekend, I was privileged to spend some time with some of the Frances. She was known. I was able to also ask questions to a couple of the employees of the NASCAR Foundation, and I asked them about her and just some of the stories that they gave me about her and what she did for kids and her enthusiasm about helping kids. This award was created in her honor regarding the type of passion that she had for helping kids. So for me as a police officer, as I mentioned to you, not just wanting to be at the school and being there writing tickets to kids, I wanted to do something positive for students. So for me, that zeal that I have for helping kids and from what I've been told about her, it's certainly an honor for me to just be a finalist in that category.
And what would the benefits be if you won this award? What would it mean to your organization?
That would be pretty huge. Me personally, now that I've become a NASCAR fan, that would be, for me, that would be the equivalent of winning a NASCAR race.
Right.
But for the program, we obviously have about 10 events that we do a year. That would mean we would automatically be able to expand into some other cities. We would be able to offer our resources to some new police departments in the U.S. So the changes would be automatically or somewhat instant.
Now, there is a monetary prize for this award. How much money are we talking about here?
As a finalist, they are donating $25,000 to the finalists to their charities. And then the overall winner would receive $100,000 for their charity.
So how would you like to expand Fuel for Success if you do indeed win that money?
We have already targeted some police departments and some communities that we would love to be a part of. Kentucky would be one of those. Chicago would be another. So we've already sort of targeted some areas that we have thought about expanding and reaching out to some new police departments.
Now, voting is currently underway to decide the winner of this award. Where can we all go to vote?
It's real simple. If you go to NASCAR Foundation, the NASCAR Foundation, the very first page that pops up, it'll show myself and the other candidates that are up for the award.
So they should vote for Todd Smith and Fuel for Success.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. And where can people go for more information about Fuel for Success?
You can go to our website, fuelforsuccess.org, and we have an awesome Instagram page, which is also under Fuel for Success.
Okay, if there's one thing that you could impress upon our listeners about how important your program is to youth in the community and nationwide as well, what would that be?
I would say, to me personally, I would say the anti-bullying initiative that we've just started. I have, after I do the assemblies at the schools, we target elementary and middle schools. After I conduct the assembly, I always, without fail, have a couple of students that'll come up. And normally, as a police officer, we always have kids that come up asking us for stickers and decals. And, hey, do you have a canine back in your back seat? But none of those students at the end of the assembly come up asking about decals or canine. They always simply just say thank you for what you're doing. And when you have an elementary aged student coming up to you and they're looking very, very serious about that, then it lets me know as a police officer what I just did, even if it's just for a couple of kids, it lets me know that what I just did made a change. So definitely for me right now, the anti-bullying initiative is very, very important.
Right, bullying is a big topic nowadays, especially with stories in the news. Now, once again, as we start to wrap things up, tell us where they can vote for Todd Smith for this Jane France Humanitarian Award.
You can go to the NASCAR Foundation website, and the very first page that pops up, it'll have information on voting.
So can they vote more than once?
You can vote every day, once a day, all the way through December 3rd.
And December 3rd is when they will pick the finalists, or actually pick the winner.
Actually, it's going to be pretty nerve-wracking because December 5th, when NASCAR holds their banquet, myself and the other three finalists, we've been invited to go to the banquet, and they'll actually announce the winner at the NASCAR banquet on television.
Wow, so that's kind of like the Heisman Trophy presentation. Yes. Huh? You're all going to be there, and then they're going to announce the winner, and one of you are going to be like, yeah, that's me.
That's
so
right.
That's great. And so you'll have that money to use to expand your programs with Fuel for Success.
Yes, sir.
Todd Smith, a Colton police officer who is also the founder of Fuel for Success. He's in the running for the Jane France Humanitarian Award, which is associated with NASCAR. So thank you very much for joining me today, Todd. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.